is walking around the manor at this hour? Honestly, I'm going to have another word with him. Which one is it, then? Oh. Master. I wasn't aware that you'd woken up. What could you possibly be doing wandering around at such an hour? Trouble sleeping again? I see. Well, as difficult as you are finding it to be able to find sleep, it will be easier for it to come if you are actually in your bed, wouldn't it? Well, walking around is only going to wake you up further. Oh. You were looking for me. You know you simply could have called. I would have heard you. You wanted to do things the old-fashioned way. You sure you weren't just trying to sneak? Though, of course, you know that you cannot sneak up on me. No human could. Well, how about I prepare you some tea, something calming and soothing? Maybe that will help you sleep. No, I will not be making you any food or snacks at this hour. Even if all you do is lie there in bed, getting rest is important. Whether you're asleep or not, your body still needs the rest, so. Well, I'll either send you to bed with nothing at all, or I can make you a hot drink. What will it be? I am aware, Master, that you are the one who gives the orders around here. But don't you want to be well rested? You've got a busy week ahead of you. Well, you wouldn't want me up all night concerned about you, would you? Oh, I would be inconsolable if I knew you were wandering around instead of sleeping. Truly. You do want to keep me pleased, don't you? Am I speaking out of turn? I apologize. Still, I can make you that tea if you still wish. Of course, Master. How about you wander back and I'll... It's boring in there on your own. Well, I suppose perhaps you can watch me make the tea, and I'll escort you back to your room. How about that? Very well. Just try not to touch anything. I am aware this is your house, but I do have everything in a very precise place. I'd prefer if things weren't moved. Your favorite, I assume. Not sure we should be putting too much sugar in here, considering we want you to sleep. Oh, well, if it's an order, then I must obey. There. Shall I bring the tea back to your room? And bring the teapot as well, in case you want a second cup. Very well. We'll put that on a tray. Shall we return you to your room, Master? Right. Let me put this down here, and I'll pour you a cup. You really should be careful, you know. Wandering around the halls in little but your nightshirt. Well, what would the others think if they were the ones who found you? Or worse. Well, a pretty thing like you wandering around almost naked. No, of course not. Should I not call you such things? I'm simply being honest, Master. And it serves as a warning. While I doubt that anyone in the house would do anything, it's more about catching unwanted eyes. Unless you are, of course, comfortable with anyone walking in on you in such a state of undress. I just thought perhaps you reserved that luxury for myself. I do not presume to be closer to you than I am, Master. Am I not your closest confidant? You ruined me. So, here you are. Careful, it's hot. But if that's all you require of me, I'm not sure what else I can do to help you sleep. The bed seems plenty cozy enough. I doubt reading you a story would help. You're probably a little too old for that. Not that there would be anything wrong with it if that's what you wished. Is it bothering you that much, being unable to sleep? Well, there is one last thing I could try to tire you out. Well, if done correctly, you could feel quite sleepy afterwards. And, well, I'm quite confident in my abilities. It would require, of course, me staying with you for a while. Nothing too exhausting for you. You can relax. I can be the one doing all of the heavy lifting, as it were. Well, Master. You may be about to tell you how improper this is, but I don't think I'll fight against it, bound as we are. I am not blind, you know. Demons may not feel the in the range of intense emotions that you humans feel. But we aren't without sensations, wants, and desires. And surely you must have at least guessed that we are quite good at being able to tell what others desire. And I have gotten to know you quite well. Though, one doesn't need to know you quite well to know what certain looks mean, as long as they catch them. You may think you're only doing it when my back is turned. Rest assured, I feel every gaze. My proposal, Master, is that you allow me to tire you out well enough for you to sleep by letting me into bed with you. What do you say? Oh, of course it's improper. Quite a boring response, really. You don't have to lie. Don't be ashamed. Everyone has needs. I'm quite literally the safest person you could be doing this with. Well, as much as you may think, demons may be harsh and cruel, but just like all of you, each of us have our own tastes and desires. While it's not uncommon for one to have more strength than a human and perhaps even lose control, though normally only with consent, it can be quite appealing, you know, to be ravished, overpowered. Do you think I haven't tried? But my point, I would not hurt you, my lord. Not unless you wished, but I hardly think some rough play is what you need right now. No. And as they say, who else better to do it with? If you called any other member of staff, yes, it would be a scandal. You'd have no way of knowing whether or not they had some ulterior motive. Perhaps they wish to blackmail you. Or perhaps they don't, but someone else blackmails them. Or it slips out while someone is drunk. Or all manner of other things that could ruin your reputation, yes, but I'm under your control, Master. If you order me to never tell a single soul about our encounters, then I can't. Not that I would, anyway. But I am quite literally the only person who could not tell anyone about any needs of yours. Isn't that why you trust me so? Well, all right, why you trust me with taking care of you. You did order me not to lie to you. Surely you must trust that, at least. And seeing as I cannot lie, when I tell you that, I am not offering out of simple obligation. But I am also offering out of my own want. You have to believe that. Oh, and how could I not want, my lord? Such a pretty thing. And I will admit, the idea of turning the tables on you and ordering you around is very appealing. The fact that you are untouched. Imagine it, my own little lord. Such a noble person, a pillar of the community, charitable and well respected. Giving themselves over to a demon. But tell me the thought doesn't arouse you, and I'll leave. And I won't ever propose this sort of thing to you again. But if you do find yourself wanting, all you have to do is say yes. Or please, actually. I think I'd quite like to hear you beg. So say please, Sebastian. Oh. Pet. The fun we will have. Are you flush already? Oh, don't tell me. Had you ever been kissed before, my lord? I'm being imprudent. Rest assured. There's no fine print in the contract that says, I obey you orders, unless we're in a bed. You tell me to stop, and I will. And I would anyway. There's no fun in taking someone who isn't willing. Oh, please, I'm a demon, not a monster. Why would I bother with someone who doesn't want it when I could have 100 who do? Yes, of course, the thrill of the chase. It can be fun. But corrupting someone who wants it, but they feel guilty or they're terribly shy. Bringing that person out of their shell. Getting to see what a whore they truly are inside. How much they want it, that is delicious, my lord. There's nothing in it for me. Someone crying and screaming. Well, unless it's in a certain way, of course. Again, you see, aren't I the safest person to be with? Not only do I not want to hurt you, even if you didn't believe that, you order me to stop any time and I will. I have to. I'm unable to not. Obey. If you tell me it's an order. We'll see if you enjoy this enough, perhaps. We'll find out. If I can get away with giving the orders, I think you would find it quite enjoyable. There's no need to be too nervous, my dear. I'm going to go easy on you. This is about you being able to sleep and relax after all, so I thought, how about something to dip your toes in? Let me sit up against the headboard, and you sit between my legs, your back to my chest, and let me do the exploring. All I plan on doing is touching you, my lord. Oh, does that disappoint you? Were you hoping I would fuck you, master? Another time, perhaps. If you want there to be another time. For now. Let me show you just a taste of the pleasure I could give you. See, you can be obedient. Doesn't it feel nice doing as you're told? You don't have to worry or think too hard about coming up with ideas yourself. Just leave everything to me. So tense all the time. Your shoulders, I mean. I'll have to give you a decent massage soon. Oh, is your neck sensitive? Oh, please. There's no need to hold back any noises. Everybody else is asleep. Besides, if anybody heard, I can always just dispose of them, my lord. If you would permit that touching that I mentioned earlier. If you'd let me pull up your nightshirt from your thighs. Master. You really are just right. And you were looking for me, did you say? Are you sure? You haven't been waiting and hoping for this. Is there a problem? My gloves. They should feel rather soft against your skin, don't they? Oh, I'll get them dirty. That is rather the point, Master. Perhaps you can clean them off for me later. Poor little body's barely ever been touched. I wonder how quickly you'll come. I don't want to drag this out. What with us wanting you to get to bed soon and all. Well, to sleep soon, I should have specified. So let me take your cock in my hand. Sensitive, aren't we, Master? You don't have to worry about anything. Just let me stroke you. That's it. Simple, isn't it? And all I need you to do is come. And you can't do that, can you? It would be so disappointing if you didn't. Oh, you are touch-starved, aren't you? You've been waiting for somebody to take you like this. Some other lord or lady cornering you in one of their carriages at the corner of a banquet or ball. Or perhaps my master, perhaps. You've been waiting for me. None of these nobles who flirted with you have been good enough when compared with what I could give you. The absolute loyalty and safety that I bring. And knowing that, I could read your desires better than any of them. And that I could play butler or master, if you wished. And you'd never have to worry about your reputation. And I would find you delicious in any form world. Whether you wanted to be on your knees for me or if you wanted to kick me down onto mine. I'm quite willing to explore these things with you. I may even be excited. I think I've been waiting for this too. Now, here you are, twitching in my hands. No. You're not going to deprive me of hearing you, are you? Biting onto your hand like that. What are you so scared of? Now see, the problem is snatching this hand away still gives you the other one to bite down on, as my other hand is occupied. But won't you let me hear you? I'd love to hear you say my name. The name you gave me. You've already made such a mess of these gloves, leaking all over them. Do you think it would feel better with them off? Why don't you ask me to take them off then? Come on. Oh, I'm so used to ordering me around. Don't tell me you've lost your voice now. Good, Ben. Well then, you want them off that badly. Here. Take them off. Not with your hand, my lord. With your mouth. Won't you clean them off first? And the mess you've made all of them is proof of how much you want it. Go on, just scrape your teeth against the finger. Bite now. There. Wasn't so hard, was it? Shall I do it with this hand that bears the mark of our union? Is that not what you'd call it? My hands do dwarf your little cock, don't they? Does it feel good having a demon rub and stroke you? Are you going to come soon? Yes. Good. Go on then. I'm not stopping you. Yes. Say my name. Just like that, there you go. And come for me. There. See, you can obey my orders too. It is rather fortunate that I brought up the entire pot. Perhaps you should have another cup while you calm down. You did very well. Can you not feel it? How hard I am against you. I am not unaffected by your pleasure, my lord. No. Another time. This is about getting you sleepy, not waking you up. Though I am flattered you'd want to return the favor to such a lowly servant. For now, drink. Rest. I'll be here when you wake, if you wish. Of course, my dear.